You got some awful smells at that time, particularly if you went through a coal face on a Monday morning when the miners had been on the beer all weekend. And you never picked up a piece of newspaper lying in the side of the road. Has anybody told you that? There were no toilets down the pit. So you never picked up a piece of newspaper. I don't know another comparison, but there's no blackness like a blackness in a mine if you extinguish your light. Put your light out in an unlit roadway and it's absolute blackness. There's no glimmer of light comes from anywhere. One of the ways they recommend if you get left in the dark in the pit is to follow the rails and to keep the fresh air in your face. You're walking out then into the fresh air, into civilization, if you like. And you did get different smells in the intake road where the fresh air was going. Then it went through the coal face and it picked up heat and fumes and odours from the coal itself, exuding gases, from the pit ponies, from their manure and their body sweat anyway, from the miners' sweat and the miners' wastes. So when it had continued, when it had done its tour of the coal face, out in the return gate was a lot different atmosphere.